I'm going to make an assumption. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Today we're going to complete the book of Philippians. We'll read chapters 3 and 4. Afterwards, I'll have some thoughts to share with you, and I'm calling today's episode, Peace. The show notes page for today's episode is lifespringmedia.com/S12E186. Let's get started.
Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write this again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of God, exult in Christ Jesus, and do not rely on human credentials, though mine too are significant. If someone thinks he has good reasons to put confidence in human credentials, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day from the people of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. I lived according to the law as a Pharisee. In my zeal for God, I persecuted the church. According to the righteousness stipulated in the law, I was blameless. But these assets I have come to regard as liabilities because of Christ. More than that, I now regard all things as liabilities compared to the far greater value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Indeed, I regard them as dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not because I have my own righteousness derived from the law, but because I have the righteousness that comes by way of Christ's faithfulness, a righteousness from God that is, in fact, based on Christ's faithfulness. My aim is to know Him, to experience the power of His resurrection, to share in His sufferings, and to be like Him in His death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this, that is, I have not already been perfected, but I strive to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have attained this. Instead, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching out for the things that are ahead, with this goal in mind. I strive toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let those of us who are perfect embrace this point of view. If you think otherwise, God will reveal to you the error of your ways. Nevertheless, let us live up to the standard that we have already attained. Be imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and watch carefully those who are living this way, just as you have us as an example. For many live, about whom I have often told you, and now with tears I tell you that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly. They exult in their shame, and they think about earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we also await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform these humble bodies of ours into the likeness of His glorious body by means of that power by which He is able to subject all things to Himself. Philippians chapter 4. So then, my brothers and sisters, dear friends whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, stand in the Lord in this way, my dear friends. I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I say also to you, true companion, help them. They have struggled together in the gospel ministry along with me and Clement and my other co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let everyone see your gentleness. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And what you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things. And the God of peace will be with you. I have great joy in the Lord, because now at last you have again expressed your concern for me. Now I know you were concerned before, but had no opportunity to do anything. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I've learned to be content in any circumstance. I have experienced times of need and times of abundance. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment, whether I go satisfied or hungry, have plenty or nothing. I am able to do all things through the one who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you did well to share with me in my trouble. And as you Philippians know, at the beginning of my gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in this matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, on more than one occasion, you sent something for my need. I do not say this because I am seeking a gift. Rather, I seek the credit that abounds to your account. For I have received everything, and I have plenty. I have all I need because I received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, very pleasing to God. And my God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May glory be given to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Give greetings to all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers with me here send greetings. All the saints greet you, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Beloved, I'm going to do something I don't do very often. I'm going to make an assumption, but I think that this is probably a safe assumption. I'm assuming that you'd agree with me that we live in turbulent, troubled times. Did I get it right? As a matter of fact, I'm so sure about it that I'm not even going to list the problems that are going on in the world. You know what they are, because if you're at all aware of world events, as my grandfather used to say, it's nigh on impossible to be unaware of the plight of mankind. The Apostle Paul lived in turbulent times, too, and he bore the scars to prove it. But through it all, he was led by the Holy Spirit to write these words in chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Beloved, the fact that there are problems in the world is not new. We live in a fallen world that is suffering the effects of sin. It was true in Paul's time. It's true in our time. But we're called to take our concerns to God in prayer and leave them in His more than capable hands. And then we're to stop focusing on the bad and look for the good. How can we, with any degree of authenticity, share the good news of Jesus if we're constantly stressed out about the troubles of the world? If our life doesn't radiate the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, why should anybody choose to follow Christ? How can we say, follow Jesus, be like me? Which, by the way, Paul said, be like me, so it's not a boasting type thing. We have something that the world doesn't have, and other people can have it. So it's okay to say, follow Jesus, be like me, if in fact your life does model Christ. So, if you find yourself getting worked up about current events, turn off the media spigot. Stop watching the TV news. Turn off the talk shows. Quit arguing on social media. The problems in the world aren't new, and your getting all worked up about them will not change them. As a student of the Bible, and you are if you're listening to this show, you should know that problems will be a part of man's existence until the Lord returns. Do you want to help your fellow man? You can make an eternal difference in the lives of men and women by introducing them to the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Only He can sort out the problems of the world, and only those whose faith is in Him will experience the peace that every person seeks. Our time on earth is short. Eternity is forever, and it waits for us all. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize that Jesus bought for those who choose to follow Him. I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E186, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and leave a comment. Our reading tomorrow is Leviticus chapters 10 through 12.
Boost.
Boostagram.
Hey, I got a Boostagram this morning from Brittany of
San Pedro.
That's right. Brittany is Sean's wife. She said, "Thanks for all you do. Also, the free sats from the Fountain app work." And she sent 2,000 sats. Brittany, thank you. It's so good to hear from you. Sean has written in so many times, and I hadn't heard of you. I thought he was making you up. So I'm glad to see that you do exist. Thank you so much for the Boostagram, Brittany, and God bless you. On this date in church history, March 6th, 1475, Michelangelo Buonarroti was born. He's the Italian artist extraordinaire. Of course, his most famous works include the sculptures Pietà and David, the architectural plans for the rebuilding of St. Peter's Cathedral in Rome, and the paintings on the 5,808-square-foot ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you for the peace we have in you. Help us to focus on you, Lord. Help us to think on the good things, knowing that you're eternal and the things of this world are passing away. You are what matters, and our relationships with you and with each other. Help us to rest in that, Lord. Thank you for each person that you brought to the LifeSpring family, Lord. Thank you for giving us this vehicle to share our time around your word. Thank you for the technology that allows us to come together from all around the world. What a marvelous gift you've given us. I pray that you bless each one, Lord, wherever they are, whenever they hear this. May they feel your presence with them right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise that you'd like to share with the LifeSpring family, send it in at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I'll pray for you in my private prayer time, and we'll share it on the show. Speaking of sharing, share the show. And also, are you signed up for the newsletter? Every week, Kirsty sends out the reading schedule for the upcoming week. You can look ahead, read ahead, and send questions to me about what we'll be reading. I'll try to answer them in my comments on the show. You can sign up for the newsletter at news.lifespringmedia.com. It doesn't cost anything, and I promise I will not share your information with anybody. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E186. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please support the show if you receive any value from it. Would you miss the show if it didn't show up in your podcast app? Well, if you would, then help support it at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Turn off the media. Bye.